All right, welcome to another episode of Meridian Python Radio, episode 579. Tonight, this is Owen. We got a request. I guess what's the best way to phrase this, Owen? Somebody wanted to know. Apparently,
because, you know, listen, Eric and I are both like close to 60 at this point in reptile years, especially Morelia years. So when we say, well, clearly that's the best representation of a tiger, we assume everybody knows what the fuck we're talking about. And that may not necessarily be true for newcomers when we say this is what to expect or what to look for out of a mutation. And I was talking to Eric about this the other day when we were recording the other thing. And it's like, well, yeah, because we were here when those, like,
yeah,
like I think I said, like, kids today don't know what a tiger used to look like,
right?
Like, they see a perfectly striped, three-striped animal and they're like, oh, that's a good one. I'm like, no, that was the best one you could ever get. Like, it was, yes, that hurt. That was yes. Phelan's one female, and he had one girl that was like that. And then we have slowly tried to get back to her because, yeah, so
yeah. So we're going to go through morphs and we're going to talk about like what we, well, I mean, you know, what even you me and Owen might look for different things. It's really, right. I think it's a preference.
Everything is subjective. What I like is not necessarily what you like. The good thing is that you and I kind of run in the same circles when it comes to that kind of stuff. Mostly.
Right.
Mostly.
Yeah.
Disagree mostly. Over like, you know. Brown colored carpet pythons, but, you know.
So yeah, so I guess, well, let's start with tiger.
Probably
okay. Our favorite, right?
Yeah, I mean, probably the one we've put the most into at this point. So the tiger on the screen is one of Jason Bailey's original line tigers, and that's pinnacle. Like, that is the best representation of a tiger carpet you can get. In some breedings, there will be the stripes will become portals on the sides, which that's okay as long as the back stripe is connected. It's complete. So that's what I kind of look for, is a complete bald back with as much, basically no breaks in the stripes. If you can get minimal breaks, that's awesome. And there's always one. Like, you always have like this great looking tiger and she's fantastic, and then right by the tail is like, doop, it's like, god damn it, like just a little one break. So that's what I look for. But the ones that have portals on the side or broken up back stripes can still be used to produce great looking tigers, as well as help in other projects like tiger jags and other projects to help organize kind of the back stripe.
Yeah, I think if I were to look at, this is kind of a, this isn't exactly a tiger, but I think this represents sort of what you're saying.
Okay.
As far as the portals on the side and the, you know, it's a zigzaggedy, what we call zipper back. You know, that's kind of what that look is. You can see where, you know, in those portals, you can see where the stripes are trying to connect.
Right.
And, you know, to Owen's point, if you kind of look at the back of this animal, because it's not, it's kind of that zipper back. Yeah, there's potential there for striping, but it doesn't have the same clean look as, you know, like Jason Balen's.
Right. And then the other thing is you have that bald back, the broad one, but then you have two other stripes on either side. And sometimes the zipper can bleed into that or make those disconnect. So realistically, what you want to see is the big stripe down the middle, two stripes on the side, and then like right off the back, and then the two side stripes.
Right.
And then anything that goes on the belly and kind of bleeds up, nobody cares about. So realistically, you're looking at 1, 2, 3 stripes on either. So it's like 5 stripes in total. So 2 on the sides, 1 on the back.
Yeah.
Some tigers that we see nowadays, the stripe on the back has kind of just merged into one stripe. So you have one big stripe on the back and then 2 on each side. But I feel like those have some jag influence. Like, these are tigers that had been bred to Jags and now we're taking the tiger. Almost like they were, like, because Jags have a broader backstripe. Tiger Jags do too. So when you breed that stuff, you do get tigers. And I think through us mixing and matching stuff, we're starting to see like a dilution of the tiger stripes due to, I think, Jag.
No, I think, I agree. And I think the other thing that happens with the tiger is the level of clean.
Yes.
So if you look at the animal, so the animal that we're looking at, that was Jason Balin's, that I guess this was at Will Leary's place when he was making tiger Jags. When, right?
So what happened is that, and this is how, so it used to be that nobody could get everything. So Will Leary had Jaguars and he had Madame Blueberry, which is where all those MBB words come from.
Right.
So he had the Jags and Balin had the Tigers because Balin bought that entire project that was listed in Vivarium magazine. So what they ended up doing is they realized that it would take a very long time for Jason to get a Jag and Will to get a Tiger and raise them up and breed them. So why not just flip-flop? So Balin sent some Tigers to Leary. Leary bred them to his MBB Jags, and that's how we got the Tiger Jags. Now, I believe this animal, though, may have spent one or two seasons with Will, but then I think Will sent her back along with Madame Blueberry and a couple other things to Jason when Will started to spin down his collection, because that is the mother of the Redline Tigers.
Yeah.
Because she was crossed with the red tri-stripe that brought off all that other stuff. So this, her, she is classic tiger colors. Khaki tan, kind of whitish. And the thing is, that color gets lost so easily with mixed with other things. So they took these original line tigers and bred them to HCQs and M-Pens to make yellow tigers. Right. And that red tri-stripe to make the red tigers. And we're off to the races. Now it's hard to find a tan khaki colored tiger. Like it's easier to find a red. Now the thing is that red has been spread all through tiger so much that it's hard to find a pure tiger line to breed to things like caramel and hypo because the red's in there. And what you want is because baby caramels and baby hypos come out red. And the best thing to do is to not have everything be red. And I thought we were good this year when you and I did the project. But then everything came out red. And I'm like, I fucked up. So it is.
Whoopsie.
So now what I have to do is sit on my ass and wait until all these things develop and see how it goes. So that was the main hiccup with tigers right now. But that's red.
So this was from Balin, and again, this is probably a better example of sort of a tie. I would consider this a tiger because it does have striping on the side. You would not?
I would. Oh, you would. Okay. I would consider it a tiger, but I would say it's a zipper back.
Yeah.
And, so it's a tiger, but it's not like I feel like this at one point we were like, this is a tiger. Like if she hatched out now, she'd be a coastal. Like it would just be it, and that changes sometimes. It's like how, you know, my most expensive caramel Jag now is nowhere near what I would have sold one earlier. Like it's just
and let's see, I'll put this one up too since I should have had these ready, but so yeah, that would be the red tiger. And, you know, again, this animal produced very well striped animals that I had, tigers. Mm-hmm. And I think her sister I sent with you, Owen, while back. Yeah,
did. And I produced with that. But this is so
how did she produce as far as
I bred her to red. I bred her to a couple. I think I bred her to Talon, be honest, but I had a red. Hold on, we'll just do. So if we're going by tigers, this was my red tiger that I got from Balin.
Okay. This is that's a perfect example of, so like, it's weird with tigers. It seems like as they go lower and towards the lower third of the body, it's sort of like that's where the striping sort of usually falls apart.
Right. And you can see, like, you remember how you you fell in love with all this red fish netting? It's here. It's right there. It's just it's not good. Like, it just broke up. And she didn't have any of these black scales when she was young. This one, unfortunately, I wasn't able to actually ever breed her, which kind of sucks. She ended up dying before I got her up to size. But that was just my original. But the one I got from you, I did end up breeding. I'm just trying to remember what the hell I did with her. Like, you know what?
I thought you bred one of those Kyle.
I did.
Everything tiger.
No, that was, I bred the two tiger. I bred the two Kyle everything tigers to each other. Mm. I bred your girl with,
there she Carmel is. Jag.
Nah, with a red tiger or the red jag, red tiger jag.
Okay.
Red tiger jag. So I know exactly what I ended up doing with her. I just got to find them. Yes. This is all part of the plan.
Yes. And then we'll get into different color tigers after it, because there's a little bit.
Of a thing. Yeah. So taking your red tiger and taking it to my red tiger, my red jag from Balin, I was able to produce Echo.
Ah, nice.
So Echo is a red tiger jag, and he's the basis for a lot of my red tiger jag stuff that I got going on here. Which is cool, because he's also linked into that red project that I got going on now, because it was his dad that was the one who produced her.
Right.
So, yeah.
So what would you say would be the, if you were going to get an original line tiger, let's say, what would be the thing that you would be what would you say you would look for? What would be the thing that would say, oh, wow, I'm going to pick that up?
I think what you want is you want to almost get dizzy when it's when it's curled up. So you talked about those Kyle everything tigers. So this is my female, and you see how she, now you know where, you know what she's hiding from me, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, but again, you get dizzy looking at her, right? It's like it's a spinning. So I think what you want is if you can have the back as bald as possible. Now, as you can see the head pattern, and then there's that little stripe that goes down in the head pattern. That should stop about halfway down the neck. And then it should just be a bald, clean back stripe, dorsal stripe going all the way down as much as you can. Yeah. And then if the sides are also complete, it really is good. And then if you can see, there's one point right here. Almost connecting.
Right.
That's fine. So I would go with something like this, a tiger like this, where everything kind of spins. The good thing about that is that if you take an animal like that, you can really kind of open up what you can use as far as the male in this one, like what you can do to post up, like it opens up your possibilities. As long as the stripes on the boy are somewhat good, you can kind of get really good looking babies that way. So
yeah, I think if you're trying to just make the ultimate stripe, I think the better stripes that you get on the parents, the better off you're going to be.
Right.
If for some reason you're trying to inject color into those animals, that to me, you know, you've done this a little longer than I have as far as doing that, because you're injecting, even though you're injecting.
But that's the weird thing.
Yeah.
So I mean, going off of that girl, this was the father of those eggs that she was sitting on. And they're both from the same clutch. Okay. So totally fucking different. Because look, his sides they almost pinch. They're almost portals the entire way.
Yeah.
His back, I would call zipper because look, it comes in several times and he's got a ton of webbing and he loses the stripe further down. But him, all the things that we forgive him for, she's got.
Right.
So the babies came out fantastic across the board.
And this was the Kyle everything.
These are the Kyle everything.
I remember those babies.
They have
smoking.
They have M-Pen Tiger. They have Russian Red Tiger, and they have Balin Original Line Tiger. And every baby looked color was different. Every single freaking color was different.
Right.
What's good now is I have a male from that pair left who looks like his father color has his mother's stripes. So that's what you do. That's the whole point. You kind of get it done that way. So, but I don't think I ever took a picture. I don't think I take enough pictures of what I currently have. I'm like, I could show you what he looks like. I can't actually. It's like he's very small in all my pictures. So,
right. So this is a classic picture of a tiger carpet. Probably
that was Willieri's. That was the.
No, yeah, this was Anthony Caponetto's.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So this was the birth of the
Caponetto
citrus tiger. Well, I guess what Caponetto. Okay, so I've said this story before. Caponetto, Bill Bird, they kind of get together. Mm-hmm. They sort of end up making citrus tigers out of these type of animals. For mm-hmm. me personally, I love the khaki color, but mm-hmm. there was something that drew me to this color of this animal, I guess because of the contrast or whatever.
Yep.
So we're looking at the same type of thing. You can see like where Owen was sort of saying, and by the way, if you're listening to this, it's probably better to watch it on YouTube because you'll be able to see
their pictures
talking about,
I would
click over to that, but you know, if not, we'll do our best to sort of, help you get through what we're talking about. Anyway, this animal has the same thing that Owen was talking about, that black, what would you call it? Marking that comes off
that little
head stamp and that goes down and then it kind of stops. And then mm-hmm. you're basically looking at this bald back. You see a little bit where it's just not quite as clean as, you know, some has been, but, you know, this is from Balin animals bred mm-hmm. to an HCQ. And then, you know, if you ever saw the HCQ animal, not really striped at all.
Not a spotted
type of look, if you ask me.
It didn't have anything on it that was like that. Yeah.
So it was kind of strange that, well, it did have a little, hold on. I'll share the picture so everybody can see that too. It did have a little bit of striping, but it just will. I should see how clean this animal is.
Yes.
And then you look at something like, hold on.
Here you go. So you remember that tiger we always talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I paired her with a Balin Red Tiger last year and this is my whole back.
Wow.
And do you see where the problem is?
The tail.
Right there.
Yeah.
Broke up twice.
That seems to be the hardest part.
It's right there.
Yeah.
It's so damn close. She is a monster, though. But she, goddamn, she's
wow.
Clean.
That stripe is tight.
I know.
Holy shit.
she's so pretty.
That
I don't know
nice
what
tiger.
To do with her. It's like
holy shit, man.
And the past year, she just got these side things have stayed this kind of dark tan, but uh-huh. these stripes in the middle have just become red. Like dark red. And
really?
Yeah. I'm like, I have some males in mind, but goddamn. Every once in a while, I'm like, good job. I'll keep
like this. I even impressed myself.
I impressed myself with that.
Yeah. I can't get this picture to come up. I will share this real quick.
You just want a picture of a HCQ?
Well, the actual one that they use.
The founder.
This is the original tiger.
Yep.
And yeah, I don't know. It's very jungle looking.
sure. How dare you, sir? Also, yes. Like it is.
Spectacular new dominant mutation of Queensland carpet.
Dominant my ass.
Tiger carpet. Yeah, that was the other thing. When it first came out, they, you know, well, that was thought that was about the genetics of the tiger.
Right. And that started that whole bullshit of when, because it was Ted Thompson took a tiger and bred it to a coastal and he got no tigers. And that started the lesser tiger shit because it didn't look like a coastal.
Ah, the lesser tigers.
Yeah, the lesser tiger. There you go. There's a. That's an HCQ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
now
that's what they look like.
If you took that animal with that color, so the thinking is like you have this animal, it's kind of more yellow than you would say than a typical, holy shit, khaki colored carpet. I don't know what's going on up there,
dude. I'm enjoying being a cat person now, but I came in here and my closet door was open a little bit of a crack, and I sat down to get ready to get started, and the cat just walks out. I'm like, when the hell did you get in here? It's right. Like, yeah. So anyway,
so that became this, yes, which became exactly. The citrus tiger. So you're injecting that color, and to me, the idea would be to sort of, I kind of like the portals on these guys only because of the color that it
There's
is
more
and
color
the contrast
in there.
And that gray tipping stuff that's on the sides that seems to be in the citrus tiger stuff.
So that was the one way to inject color into the tiger was with, I just lost it. Oh, HCQ. But the other one is we had, M-Pens. So M-Pens coastals look like this.
Yeah.
And you can see where it starts. Like you see the kind of still has the little bit of a back stripe. Yeah. It has the side stripes and it has the base color yellow. And that's how tigers became yellow. That's how it all built in. So, and this was one of my first M-Pens.
So is that one? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
the love of coastal started there.
Yeah. This, again, you can see with this one, this is another M-Pen animal that was mine. But she's, you know, got a nice stripe.
Yeah.
But you can see where like the bottom half of her sort of turns into a different type of stripe.
Right.
Where, you know, you can see as it gets down here, it's more uniformed.
I will say that a lot of times with the red tigers, the side stripes along the spine tend to be bigger.
Okay.
So, case in point, because I think between you and I, we ended up buying all of Balin's red tigers over the years.
Yes.
This was the red tiger male that I used for a couple of years for my stuff. And you can see how broad his stripes are right here.
Yeah. Wow.
They take up some, like, this should be so much thicker, but it isn't. And you see all the fish netting has come out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he was a dad of a couple clutches over here.
I wish I had a picture
tigers.
of my, but I don't. I wish I had a picture of the peppery tigers that I was trying to do.
Yeah, yeah. So that's, I mean, that's tiger. In a nutshell, what you're looking at is what you should look for in a good tiger is obviously unbroken striping. But like what we just said, if you're just trying to set up a breeding project and you want to chase the stripes yourself, you don't necessarily have to set out with the most perfect ones. There are a lot of good representations of tigers out there. And if you have tigers that have breaks in their striping and you breed them together, you could very well get offspring that have perfectly clean stripes.
Yeah.
So, and like I said, also you can use tigers and jag projects for tiger jags and various other things.
Then okay, so yeah, I would say if you're looking for you know, real quick, this is a different example of another coastal that kind of has striping that we would just because the striping is wider, but that's an M-Pen animal. But the stripe on that thing is insane.
Oh, I love it. I love the color.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, it's a nice animal for sure.
Yeah.
This one sort of has, I guess, I don't even know what you would call that. Just the side flanks of the animal, or is just one wide big stripe with little portals on the side, or keyholes, the thing is, or aliens.
When the portals aren't connected and in a line, when the portals are small, that little back stripe that is up by the spine can go all the way down to the belly. There's nothing to stop it. It's like you almost want those side portals to connect in order to contain the stripe that's up by the back. Or you don't, and you just want a cool looking animal. So I kind of enjoy that the side stripe with all that black outlines of the scales is going all the way down.
So. Yeah, 100%. So I think, well, one of the questions that somebody had for you was a zebra, right?
Yeah. They're like, what do you look for in a zebra?
So I guess here's my question to you. Yeah. You have the zebra that, I guess for me, what I would say is I think what everybody's looking for is probably neon yellow, right?
I think with anything jungle, it's like colors the plus.
Yeah.
You obviously want a good looking animal, and what you want is you want to be able to know right out the bat, and that's hard. The best way to figure that shit out is to look at the parents. So you know what's coming in, you know what's going out, you know who you're looking for. So my pairing is we took Popeye, which is one of Mike Curtin's zebras.
Okay.
From his Wow line. And we bred it to a black line female that I had gotten from Mojo Reptiles.
Okay.
So Mo, when she was working, was known for like clean black. Like it was almost velvety. So Wow Line brings in the yellow and Mo brings in the clean black. And when you kind of mix that stuff together, you will get good looking animals regardless. I think with jungle projects, what you have to do is almost shoot for good looking jungles. And then this way, when you get the zebras, they will come out good looking zebras.
Yeah.
So that's my holdback female from that group.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it because there's some little tipsy yellow in the black, but not a lot, which is weird for a zebra. Normally the pattern's busy as hell. But you can also see that the color comes in.
Right.
So with a zebra, then it comes down to once color's figured out, then obviously you figure out who you want to buy from just by looking at the pairings and the parents. Once you figured out what color you like, then it's how busy of a zebra pattern do you want? Because we're starting to see more and more that people are kind of putting in different types of zebra stuff going on. So you can have either a heavy pattern zebra with a lot of pattern, or like Mike is starting to get a lot of zebras that have broader lightning bolts and like bigger bands and brighter yellow, so you can really, it really kind of pops and really kind of shows.
Okay.
His male clockwork is definitely like that.
I wonder,
clockwork almost looks like a zebra jag, but he's not a zebra jag. Like it, yeah, which I say he's kind of like a zebra jag. He's kind of like first gen zebra jags, but he's not a zebra jag. So
yeah he's definitely not. Let me see if I can pull up Mike.
So the thing is that, and this is my girl when she was smaller, so maybe that'll help with an idea of what you're looking at as far as what you want. So this is like after her first couple sheds. So when baby jungles are born, there's no yellow on them. They don't come out screaming. Okay. So it's almost like you got to understand is that pink is going to become white, and anything that's kind of whitish or grayish is going to become your base color.
Right.
And your base color could be anything that depends on the parents. So her base color, she was gray and black little baby zebra, but she was a very, very light gray. I tell people when they're looking for animals, kind of take a look at everybody. And who is the brightest out of all of them? I know some people will say if you look for the color at the side of the neck. That works after they've started to have a couple sheds and the color has come in. If you're looking straight at a bunch of babies, it can be very difficult. And it's also your best guess. So that's why I always say, let me see it after it sheds a couple times.
Like, yeah.
Let me see what's going on with this. Make my determination there. So, So yeah, the color comes in kind of on the neck and then it bleeds down. You can see like her head is brighter than the rest of her.
So yeah, interesting. I like the eyes on that one too. Like silver eyes. So I was looking at Mike's page real quick and let me see if Chrome tab, Facebook. This was the animal he started with.
Yes.
So not the prettiest zebra, but when they came in, I mean, this is kind of what they looked like.
That's all you could get. Like, that was it, dude.
So to me, I think if I were picking out a zebra, I always kind of focused on the pattern, right? So to me, you can inject that color relatively quickly.
It is. It is easier
really
to get
good
that.
Jungles, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you get like Owen said,
Delia Scattershot, Mojo Reptiles, Wild Line. Yeah.
I mean, even the one I got this one from Nick. And even this poison, one, this, which goes, has a lot of lineage. That one was a really nice one. Really,
I like it because the back is kind of organized.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. So, I think the thing that I would look at is like with this one, you know, like Owen's saying, this is kind of like a cleaner type of more, not cleaner in that it's
less busy. The pattern.
Yeah. It's more symmetric,
yeah.
I guess would be the word I would say.
Yeah, a little bit organized.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, I know guys like Brandon Wheeler is trying to do like a darker, focus more on the black, making the bands of an animal like this, you know, thicker. So obviously if that's something that you're into, that's how I would go in choosing that. So it's really, this is one of those things that really comes down to the preference of the pattern. And even then, I think you're sort of, you know, rolling the dice as far as like, you know what you're going to get, because you're going to get a grab bag of stuff. I think the one,
and I think we already said, because everything's so variable, it's like
it makes it hard. Yes,
it is. It does. And it also makes it difficult for what you're choosing. So that's what I'm saying is that you know, pick a jungle and then worry about the zebra pattern later. This is the male from that group.
Oh wow.
He is not a zebra.
Silver eyes, man.
Yeah, but dude, I kept him because look how clean. There is nothing in this black. Oh my God. Yeah. And all this dirtiness in the yellow, it's gone. He just burns the eyes when you look at him.
Oh,
now,
really?
Oh yeah. He's gonna be great in a couple of years.
Yeah, man. That's a nice one for sure.
I should really feed more so I can, you know.
Yeah, I was going to show Mike's picture of of a zebra. It's one of his zebras from.
Yeah. Oh, is that that's Popeye?
Maybe it just said.
There's text in the photo.
Samsung quad camera Popeye. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that's the dad. That's dad to my zebras.
So you can see the difference between the one I put up with Nick, and you can see what I'm talking about. So like, to me, this let me see if I can find the actual picture so I can it's Facebook page. So it's got a little more, I don't want to say dirt because that's not the right word,
tipping, black webbing.
Yeah, you're seeing more of this, the
pattern.
Well, I don't want to confuse people because tipping to me would be,
it's more of like this,
but it's like those black, like the tip of the scale, like you can kind of see it here.
Yeah,
the tip of the scale. It's like a yellow scale, but then it has like a black tip, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And the pattern is a little bit busier. So, like, some people would think that this is almost like going into zebra jag territory, and they like that chaotic, busy pattern. And then other people like a cleaner pattern.
Right.
I personally, on this, to me, I love the head.
Yes.
To me, the head is like, you can't, it kind of disappears almost to where
it's hard. Your eyes don't want it. This is how zebras survive in the wild, is I can't make out what's going on here. Right. So the whole thing is that you obviously have the color that pops, but the pattern is awesome because it does leave gaps in busy patterned animals like zebras and granite. You can almost lose a lot of the base color just because the pattern is so busy. It looks kind of weird. So with zebras, you kind of want gaps. You want clean parts of the pattern that can allow the yellow to come in. But again, that just all is your preference. If you want a busy pattern zebra, whatever, maybe you want more black, like, okay. With granites, I find that it's weird because some granites lean towards getting a lot of dark on them and other ones lead toward getting like no dark on them at all. And it's like, I don't know where to go with these two. It just seems like you have like colors got to come in and then you just got to pick which one appeals to you. But yeah. Zebra, it's really what kind of pattern are you wanting on that thing?
And then, you know, you have the other part of it too, where you could go and cross ivory into it, which Nick has done. And like
get white.
He's made, you know, black and white, mm-hmm. basically at this point, black and white zebras, which again, just tells me of how easy, I shouldn't say easy, how much quicker you will get color into at least the zebra stuff than you would.
I think it depends on the color too, because I think it's easier to get yellow than it is to get white. Like I want to say like he had to pick the palest ones and then
I mean, I guess what I'm saying is that because Nick's been working on that Nick Ryan, he's whoever, like, what, you know, he's been working on it for
more
22 years, man.
Jesus.
So you have that, but that ivory stuff is so potent. And I would imagine the stuff that Nick is holding back is, you know, I mean, he could probably breed it to, I think what he's done is like, he'll take with talking to him, look at the zebra, he'll take to you, you know, you may notice, I'm sure it probably happened like this. I'm sure he probably thought about ivory zebras, but I'm sure he produced an animal at some point, which when you're producing carpet pythons, this sort of is sometimes how it goes, to where you don't even think you're going to start a project and then you'll hatch out an animal and you're just like, well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
What do you think I could do with that? So I'm thinking that at some point Nick must have hatched out like a lighter or a different kind of color, maybe not as intense of a yellow. And then I think he took it to an ivory, and then he, you know, would hold back the best one of that clutch and then breed that back to, you know what I mean? So you could intensify the color relatively quickly, in my opinion, if you have potent animals. And this is why you've heard, you know, me and Owen say this for years. It's like, not only when it comes to morph breeding, I think that everybody focuses on the morph, but I think especially with carpet pythons, you want to also focus on what you're breeding it to. If you have a shitty looking jungle and it's just like drab and brown, and you go and breed it to, you know, this beautiful zebra carpet, and you're going to get mud, you know, you may be lucky and hit, you know, one nice animal or something like that. But
well,
like,
you, and that's exactly, you'll get one nice animal. When, if you actually take the time and get really nice animal to really nice animal, you'll get a lot of really nice animals and then one mud, you know?
Yeah. Same things happens with the stripes and tigers. It's the same thing. The better the stripes on the parents, the better, you know. That doesn't mean you can't produce stripes from non-striped parents, because me and Ona both have done that, where you produce, all of a sudden just an animal pops out and you're like,
so where the hell did this come from? I don't know.
Yeah. Great. So that you could look back in its lineage. Again, to me, lineage, everybody focuses on the whole lineage thing as far as the purity of their animals. But to me, it's more about, like, you know, as being a morph breeder, when I was like highly into the morphs, the lineage thing always was, I want to see what the line looks like. I want to see what you've bred to what to get to where we're at today. What possibilities are there for me. You know,
it's funny that we just pulled this up, because I just found a folder that had all my 2013 family trees in them.
Oh, really?
When I used to do that. And I'm like, and we were talking about that red tiger that you sent over. That was Maya. Because I'm like, I know I bred her to something. Just what the hell? I'm like, oh, yeah, Echo, Orion. Hey, she was with a lot of animals.
Yeah, she got around. Like, I remember her getting around.
Oh, well, like all over the place. Like every year, I was like, and we'll talk to her. I'm like, oh, I remembered that clutch from 13 or 14 when that red tiger male that I showed you earlier, I took her to him and they were siblings. And I got a ton of really insane, gorgeous looking red tigers. And I didn't keep a single one of them. What is wrong with me?
Where you're just like, what
is wrong?
You're too worried about Dunn's pythons or something.
No. Past Owen was an idiot and didn't keep a lot of holdbacks. Also, he was dead broke and, you know, couldn't. Right. But there are some projects where I'm like, my God. like, thank God I'm still with other things, because I blew that. Like, I have other things because I messed that up.
Yeah, but luckily, you know, Tiger's one that we can.
I mean, I have
get in relatively. I mean, we have like a lot of Tigers.
Well, I have
you that, and me both.
That one red Tiger I showed you earlier, and then I can throw it to that mixed Tiger. I got Tigers. It's fine. Yeah. But
so I real quick, I finally the picture uploaded. This is the HCQ.
HCQ.
Yeah. So you can see there's kind of a stripe.
Yeah, it looks you know like Carmen. I mean? Do you remember that one from Mo that Mo had that was direct? Yeah.
And then
I had one for a little bit when I was trying to keep the HCQs alive.
So Roger Lester.
Yes.
Breeds. These are what's called Tiger Jungles down in Australia. Yeah, sorry for back, but this is sort of where the citrus tiger thing to me sort of came, like, oh, look, they're doing this in Australia. And then I saw, you know, that the citrus tigers, and I just jumped all over it. You know, that was like, okay.
Yeah. When you say,
I'll take them all.
When you say you jumped all over it, you did. You took every single one.
So we got zebra, and then, you know, super zebra thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Some people do it, some people don't. You sort of take what you want. I think that there have been a few people in Europe. Striking Python comes to mind. I think Dominic has some really nice.
I think doesn't Starkey also have some nice super zebras? Or
yeah,
a super zebra is again one of those ones that you would expect it to be further along, but I think when you make it a patternless animal, it loses that contrast that you enjoy, but also it's sort of an end thing, right? Yeah, it kind of like mixes the paint up, and it's like the brightest zebras make the ish supers. So it's like, okay, but we have to keep kind of pushing that stone up the hill, because you'll get good looking super zebras. It just needs more time.
Right.
Like we need more crossings. We need more representations. And I think a lot of people shied away from super zebra because of the tails and all that other crap that we had to do when they first kind of started.
Yeah. I think in Australia, they probably have some nice super zebras too, if I'm not mistaken.
I mean, the potential's there. It's just, I don't see many people. It's almost like people are happy with zebra because you get the pattern, you get the contrast, and that does make for a poppier animal. Like, I don't know about you, but albino carpets are awesome, but I don't really dip too far into the albino morphs because I'm like, it doesn't really look that much different. And like it's that whole thing. So,
right. Yeah. If you say so,
I do. I do. I do. You agree with me.
Okay. I do. Yes. Yes. This is true.
He's right.
Yeah, what's that? He's not wrong.
He's out of line, but he is not wrong.
I was seeing if I had, I guess I don't. I thought I had a picture of a really nice super zebra.
I mean, if anybody wants to look at pictures and representation of a lot of these animals, you can easily find them in the Complete Carpet Python or the More Complete Carpet Python, because they did a good job of finding representations of a lot of these different mutations. And I know Nick.
A lot of that had to do with me.
I know. And trust me, I kicked myself that I didn't even contribute like one photo of any of my super caramel stuff because I was too self-conscious. But, you know.
Silly man. I know.
Nobody needs to know what I got going on over here. Like,
silly man.
But those are good. Like, you made sure that the representations are good. So
here's one I produced.
Super,
yeah. Super zebra.
Damn, that's clean.
Yeah.
And even though the tail didn't become pigtails, you can see it kind of looks weird.
Yeah. Like it's got like a little hook.
Yeah, like, yeah, what's going on there? It's like it wanted to do it, but it didn't quite get there.
Right.
And I saw some of them, dude, where it completely folded over and it was like a disc on the end. Like,
yeah,
it completely and that was talking with Todd and Carrie. They produced a ton of super zebras back in the day, and Todd didn't want to dock the tails because most of the time, if it was close enough to the tip, they would dock the tail. But Exanic zebra,
yeah, that's the Exanic zebra. So you're adding some coastal into it. I notice when you're adding like any of the coastal morphs into it, it kind of thickens up the black areas.
It would. See, if I was going to do it, I would take a zebra and I would take it to an IJ Exanic, get that insane bluish gray that the IJ Xanax have, then make the Super Zebras out of that, because then you might just get a whole blue gray.
Yeah.
Somebody listen to me and do it. I'm not going to do it. Somebody do it. Yeah, I'm not going to do it, but somebody else should do that.
My morph days are done.
Yeah.
My morph days are done.
That was long ago. When I was a young man.
Yes. Wait a minute, Eric. It was only 5 years ago. That's when it was. Details.
There's a scene in the movie Wayne's World where they swap out a random gas station attendant for Charlton Heston. Okay. And he's like, ah, yes, that was a long time ago when I was a young man. And I quote that at my father most of the time because it's just kind of, you know, ah, yes, that one perfect day on Gordon Street. Wow.
Yeah, that was the one I was talking about from Striking Pythons.
That's a good one.
So you can see the gold that's in there, and it really, really is sharp.
That's
probably the nicest one I've seen.
I would say that took some work, and that is the nicest Super Zebra I've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Wow. You know, back in the day, there was a lot of people that were like, oh my God, you know, the thinking would be that you're going to have this amazing neon yellow, solid yellow
out of
animal.
The first that was breeding sort of like, from these brownish zebras.
It was like, I don't know, man. But the problem is, you know, and I've heard people kind of explain, I think Nick's explained this to it this way. It's kind of like, you know, where does that black pattern go? And you can see, like, you know, you can kind of even see on this animal where it's like
it's
sort
got a
of
dark
the,
highlight the on the back
dark
and the
stripe that's going down. So I think it must be similar to, like, I'm thinking, like, you know, that when certain morphs are at play, they play with those saddles and they're either pushing them up to the top of the animal across the back, or they're pulling it away. So like with the Jag, when you would get tiger Jags, which, you know, you're breeding with the tiger, so you got the bald back, but
you clean it up and you push everything down.
If I can get to,
and then also it's one of those things that, like, sometimes even when you lose the outline or the black around a saddle or a pattern, the pattern's still there. And I think a lot of times in patternless animals, when they're supposed to be patterned, you kind of see the ghost of what should have been there, like what it's kind of trying to do.
Yes.
But it's not quite there. The one thing I would definitely say is if you look at Timor pythons, they kind of go from heavy patterned to very little to less pattern as they go, as they kind of go down their body. But even in the patternless part of, like, their tail, you can kind of see it's trying to make a pattern. It's trying to do something with just the different shades of scales that they have, but it's not, enough to notice.
Right.
If that makes sense. So I would say definitely that it's trying to do something. But we kind of got spoiled because when we got zebras in the country, Balin got the one and his male looked like dirt. And they took that.
Sure did.
They took that to that headhunter female, Brinkley.
Mm-hmm.
And that entire clutch was a coin flip. You either got this stellar black and yellow animal or you got mud. And that was it. And it took another couple generations to start getting to the point where all the zebras looked good and all the animals in the clutch looked good. So the next step would have been to start taking and making the Super Zebras. And yeah, it was going to take a couple of generations to get the good looking Super Zebras, but I feel like we were expecting it after this first gen or second gen. And it's not going to happen.
Yeah. I think, so I was going to share, like, when you add a crazy gene. So just even talking about, I think that zebra and granite seem to sort of,
they're weird.
I don't know, they kind of do the same thing, but when you add them together, it just makes total chaos.
It is chaos. There's no.
It's just pixelated craziness.
Yeah.
You know? So you can play with the pattern of the zebra, depending on what you're mixing it with. But so this is a caramel granite zebra. That's what that is.
Jesus.
So it has a little bit more yellow than.
And then don't the super granite zebras look, yes, almost like a Maclotz python? Like they have a kind of like a, yes, bald head and then a weird.
It's funny you say that, Owen.
I think I remember yelling that, why not just get a Maclotz python? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. So the problem with the super zebras has always been that, you know, there's some issues with fertility as far as the eggs going the distance. Who knows what's up with that? You also got the tail thing. But other than that, you know, I mean, people have produced them. But I think in my personal opinion, that's why people have sort of not abandoned that project, but it's sort of like afterthought, I guess. If you get them, it's like, that's cool, but it's not really what I'm shooting for.
And also, I think it's easier for I think when you get into a lot of the big morph mashups, you have to find somebody that's really passionate about that combination and really likes that thing. Where if they just are good with he looks familiar. If they just want to get a zebra, good looking zebra project going, all you need is a zebra and some good looking jungles.
Yeah. So what I did with this one was I had a caramel zebra. Caramel zebra jag.
I thought that was one of your reds, but I guess not.
And I bred it to a citrus tiger. So this is a caramel.
My God,
it's zebra,
a caramel zebra citrus tiger jag.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So to me, the jag is the influence here. As you can see, where you're putting the jag into it, it sort of calms the pattern down.
Calms the pattern down, but you can see it out. You can see that it doesn't know what to do. Like it's trying to have a backstripe, but then the backstripe is like corners, like it blocks it.
And one of the things I love,
it's like a maze.
It's like words were here along DVD. The side.
Yeah.
And like it's sort of like there's portals almost, but not, you know what I mean? It's like it's like it kind of erased or something, or it didn't get the full thing.
It looks like it looks like a maze. Like you can, like one of those drawing mazes, and you have to try to figure out how to get from its head to its tail. Yeah.
God damn. So that was a cool animal. Yeah. I got one more thing to show as far as zebras go. This was a wild one. I've shared this a lot, but, so this is like a zebra, granite caramel, jag. Yeah, that's what's in that.
Jesus. Well, I mean, you can't see the jag.
Well, I think the granite, so to me, the granite is sort of what happens with the granite jag. So if you look at a granite jag, it kind of like, it doesn't reduce, it reduces the pattern in a way that you don't have as much, like the color that are on the scale shrinks down to where it almost looks like, I don't even know. How would you describe that, Owen? Like,
I don't know. I mean, I don't even know. Like basically just like what a granite jag looks like.
Well, it's kind of like a granite jag. Obviously the caramel is injecting that yellow into it, right?
I would say that this thing missed the jag boat all entirely because there's
it's got jag.
Oh, really? Okay. Was it upside down a lot? Okay.
Yeah, it's got
all right. Jag. So it didn't miss that boat, but It the granite color, what it reminds me of is it looks like it's a messed up reduced pattern diamond. Like it has a ton of
speckling. It looks like that. Remember that wild
one? That one that was in the wild.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So it's got a ton of pattern all throughout its back. And then it just bleeds, but it's hilarious because it's heavy pattern speckling. And then it almost looks like somebody like dusted it. Because it lessens as it goes down the side until there's eventually like maybe one or two scales close to the belly that have that dark color.
Yeah.
But the rest of it is like, holy crap. And wow. Was that from that one clutch that went absolutely haywire on you with like the one's chest was like open?
No, that was the albino.
Okay. See, the problem, kids, is that when you start stacking broken jeans on top of each other. It can get interesting awfully fast.
Yeah.
In a bad way. So
I made another animal that kind of looked like this that I actually sold to Dave Palumbo. And it was it's minus the jag.
Okay.
It's just caramel granite zebra. And it kind of looked like this. It was very, very clean and very so I guess in my thinking is because I've seen people in Australia produce animals that look like this.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they're sort of, I don't know. They have it's hard because they have different animals and you know, animals that have been in captivity for a long time and lines and, you know, and they've been breeding carpets for a long time. So their base carpet pythons are gorgeous, you know? So when they're crossing it with stuff, you know, they sort of have more of an advantage, but I don't know. That was a crazy one. That is the fun thing about, you know, when you're morph. In unknown territory of morph stuff, you're like, you know,
like, well, like, that looks interesting. No idea what's going on with this, but whatever. Like,
and it kind of sucks because you get to finally hatch it.
Yep.
And when you hatch it, you're sort of like, okay, awesome. But to your point, Owen, it's like, yeah, it looks this way now, but it was going to look. So when this was born,
yeah,
or hatched, there was no yellow on it at all.
Right.
You know, right. And then for it to just like, you know, each shed, it's like more yellow.
That thing's
more
probably
yellow,
close
more yellow.
To a year old just because of the color and also the size of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have to wait a year.
Yeah. Easily. You know, you could have sold that and then you look back and you're like, oh, shit, why did I sell
that? Yeah. Or what you do is that's why it's just error on the side of caution. This looks awesome. Hold on to this. Right now, I'm having an internal struggle with the guy that runs my snake room because I have this M-Pen caramel male.
Okay.
And it's not the holdback. It's another one.
Okay.
That has somehow exploded with color.
Okay.
And I have the M-Pen caramel female that I held back. She looks good. He looks better. But I still have their father. And their father is with one of my caramels this year to make potential super caramel M-Pen whatever's, you know. So last year I did have them with my caramel tiger, but they turned out good. They didn't turn out great because my caramel tiger is like, that is the first breeding of a caramel that I did to a tiger way back in the day. So she's not, you know, looking at her, she's not a caramel tiger that you would think in the stretch of what is being produced now.
Right.
But she makes striped caramels. Okay. So cool.
That's a win.
Do I keep the male that I got in front of me that's a year old now and looks really good, or do I keep the powder dry potentially to keep a male from this clutch that's coming potentially? Also, am I keeping a male, but I still have his father? Like, I've been in that situation before too, where I have a male that's ready to go.
We just talked about this.
We did just do this. So that's why I was downstairs going like,
what decisions?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I would probably hold them both.
The problem is, I'm like, if I ask you, you're going to be like, keep it. Like, that's
keep both.
Do it. Yeah, you'll be fine. So,
but that doesn't always work that way. I just wanted to share this quick comparison real quick so you can see what I'm talking about when you got the caramel and just the zebra and the granite, but no jag.
Okay.
So see how the pattern is like significantly reduced because of the jag. So.
And it's still got that classic zebra head pattern. Like it's almost like a thumbprint. Like it's zebra heads is just kind of all over the place. So
yeah, his eyes like perfectly or her eyes perfectly in focused.
Like I'm good at pictures. Yes.
Oh wait, look at this. Was my Hog Island boa. I was going through my pictures.
Oh yeah,
I figured I'd show it to you since we were just talking about it.
mine kind of look like that, but they're getting lighter.
Well, this was like I really should detail of the scales.
Somebody should really make me take pictures of all the animals I have, like yearlings and stuff like that too. Because a lot of that, and I ran into that last year. I was making a stuff of like which breeding pairs I did, and it was a pair that I had raised from hatchlings at my own house.
Uh huh.
But the pictures I had for them on their cage cards were of them as babies, and I'm like, oh, and those are the ones I had in my computer. I'm like, all right, into the bucket. Like I had to shove them into the bucket, take pictures, and yeah. So,
I was gonna try. No, I can't. I thought I had a good picture of a tiger jag, but
I mean, you've come to the right person. Yeah,
I figured you would have one.
Several million. Tiger jags were always that thing for me. They're the one day I will have this snake. And it was that one that Will and Jason did. that was in the Reptiles magazine, and I had that, and now I got like so many like tiger jets coming out of my ears. So it's, but all right, we can do.
Yeah, tiger jags were like the pinnacle animal for me back in the day.
Yeah, we can do. This is a classic tiger jag, and we'll get into some of the other ones. So,
yes.
Yeah. So this is a classic tiger jag for a couple reasons. I guess I can't do anything. All right. So you got the pattern of the jag, which is the head stamp, and then this little stripe here too. And you can kind of see this pattern here along the sides. That's very jag-like as far as the saddles. Uh-huh. But where it differs is because everything here is connected and you kind of get this ladder pattern here. So if it had these little saddles and these saddles, say, had more color, more solid color inside and then dark outlines, that's jag straight up. But because it's all kind of jumbled and webby, mm-hmm. and then it also they connect. The original tiger jags had these things where it's almost like that side stripe was trying to connect, but mm-hmm. then also hook down. So that's what they call them, these ladders. She's also a tiger jag because the back is clean. It used to be that jags did not all jags had clean backs.
Yeah,
it was the tiger jag gave you the clean back. But I think nowadays more and more jags have tiger blood in them. So where you see,
yeah,
like it used to be, it was not uncommon to have a jag that had saddles and then one would like come over the back,
yeah.
like it would like pop right over. And also tiger jags do not have well-defined saddles. Like they're here, but there is no outline definition. She is, this one actually turned out to be a he. this one that is only pissing me off a little bit this year.
Just a tiny bit.
Asshole. This was part of that red line. So he was from my Red Jack Talon. And I believe crossed with a red tiger. So. Mm. That's what popped out.
So it's interesting that this animal has like the, it's almost like they're faded saddles because I'll mm-hmm. show you. This is the picture I was looking for real quick, but I'll show you what.
See, the faded saddles is something I've been seeing more.
That was my tiger jack.
Yeah, that's classical tiger jack. Yeah. Yes.
That was from Balin.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. The head is like almost like a green, a different color than the body. Yep. Yeah, it was always kind of.
But
weird.
It's so, and then see, those are the latter things I was talking about, where the saddles connected and kind of had a little line going down. But like that, it's so weird that they were like, clearly this is so much set apart from the jaguar, and it's like, is it though? Like, it's like it's one of those where looking back and looking at where we have tiger jags now and even jags, like I don't know if you take that animal at a show, if half the people are going to call it a tiger jag, if they're just going to call it a jag.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you even do that anymore?
Your best looking tiger jags now are, see, oh, take him away. Take him away.
Yeah, V.
God, I love that animal. And that was, yeah, he's too. The jag, right?
Yeah. I mean, he was bred with a red coastal. So it's just a jag. That's just a jag.
I don't know why I didn't start with her, but I mean, I do have a tiger jag that, you know, since we showed V, might as well.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, all right.
Oh, there you go.
That's Vanessa.
Okay.
That's V's kid.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's very classic. I love that.
Yeah.
The head stamp is.
I know.
That's my favorite thing.
She's,
you know,
so cool. Yeah. And she's one of those ones that I gave her a rock ledge. And now she's like, I'll stay up here. And like, she never comes down. And I'm like, all right.
Thank you very much.
I'm good now. It's like, oh, okay. Like,
finally. The food monkey has brought me a shelf.
You moron. This is what I've been wanting. All right. But next year, next year she's going with a red tiger.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. Oh man, you're gonna make some killer animals. No, right now, for sure. No doubt about that.
I don't know why people just let me just run around and do things.
Yeah.
But it's funny because, you know, we talk about tiger and influences of the stuff we know. What boggles me is there's would be my girl Cyrax is she's a hypo.
Wow. With
nothing, there is no jag in that animal.
Wow.
She is a tiger.
This is from Kyle.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a nice animal.
Kyle with Balin and Kohler. It's like,
holy shit. Wow. That's nice.
And I love it because you can see as she's gotten bigger, her eyes are insane. Like they're like golden. Like I've never seen eyes on a carpet like her.
Right.
Like, and that's just, and again, just, but you can kind of almost see where the tiger influence is coming. Cause look at these things. Look, they're trying to be stripes. You have the same freaking portals. It's like we keep repeating ourselves. Like we now we're back here. So right. We're going to build up. What I love about her is that she's got the potential to go with hypo tigers, hypo jags, hypo stuff, and she'll probably produce some good looking animals throughout.
Right. Yeah, that's nice.
I know. I gotta annoy them later because I need a boy. And I just got a bonus, so it's either that or diamond pythons.
There you go.
You got one more year, you.
Fingers crossed, man. I don't know.
Yeah, one more year, I'll do it myself. Just,
I don't need you.
I'll just come in and take them. Yep. Yeah.
Seems to be that everybody treats me like that. No respect. I'm going to take my animals and breed them themselves.
All right. Like you just like, okay, bye. Okay. Like you just...
It's not coming back.
Like, I'll just listen. If I walk in at a big listen, I will give you this guitar for the diamonds. So just fair trade. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe don't, after I produce them.
Where'd you get the guitar? Don't worry about that. It says these are thrift store tech. Don't worry about it.
I would. Yeah. It would depend on the guitar for sure. It's
property of Lucas Lee. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, yeah, the jag. I don't know. I don't see. Do let me ask this question: Do a lot of people mess around with the jag anymore? I don't really.
People
see
like jags. Like I don't understand. Like I know the stigma.
The color, man, is amazing.
I mean, yeah, exactly. Man. Like really good looking jags are hard to beat, but it's almost like what I hate is that people need to accept the jag of what it is.
Right.
Okay. It is a narrowly broken animal. Okay. Like it. There's no breeding out the Nero. There's no making the Nero go away. Your jaguar is not special because it doesn't have Nero. It has it. It just hasn't shown it. Nero is brought on by stress,
yep,
environment, and individual. So
yeah,
some individuals perceive stress differently and will Nero. Some who do not perceive it as stressful do not. And also the situation, like people are like, you know, I've never seen the jag. I haven't seen this jag Nero, but of course, it hatched in my house. I put it in a bin. I don't touch it. I feed it. And then I let it do its thing. You take it to your house and it immediately narrows. Well, yeah, it was at a show or it was in a box and now it's someplace different and you have it in a glass tank where it's going to take some time getting used to it. And also some animals as they get older will develop it. Like it just starts. They just somehow get into it. I had one baby boy that he had no problems and he became a breeding adult male.
Uh-huh.
And it was, as long as you didn't touch him, he was fine. The second you touched him, he was whoop and went right back down.
Yeah.
It's so bad that I actually adopted him out. Like I wasn't going to sell him.
Yeah.
And he was gorgeous. He's the dad of several of my Carmel stuff. None of them are jags. Oh no. He's the, is he? No, he's the different. No, Needle's got a different dad.
Oh really?
Never mind. Yeah, that super caramel jag.
We were talking about zebras real quick. Here's another way you could go. Just throwing it out there. Zebra. This super is a red caramel zebra.
Oh.
And the odd thing about this one, I don't know why I didn't hold it back.
I don't know why. Wait. You where did it go? What did you do? Why did you do this?
I can't remember who bought it.
My God.
I'll have to look at my notes.
Holy shit.
But it was a red zebra that just popped out of a clutch of zebras. So
there's no, normally when you have animals like, can you zoom in a little bit? Because where are the outlines? Because normally you have outlines.
None.
There are some, but I mean, you can kind of see like the scales in between, but I don't even know what they, but there's no dark out. Normally you have like a couple little darker scales around a saddle or a pattern. And that's where you're going to get your outlines as they grow. There are none. You are a fool for letting this go. A goddamn fool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess you could, in theory, you could take a red.
If Nick can make him white, you can take him any way you want. It just depends on, but you're going to lose the purity.
Well, yeah, but this was just, this was zebra to jungle. Yeah.
Okay. But did you have one of your zebra jags? Because didn't some of your zebra jags have red?
Zebra jag did, but I didn't use a zebra jag to breed.
You just use zebra to a straight jungle. This is 100% pure jungle.
Yeah.
The hell is wrong with you? Like, I don't.
I don't know. I kicked myself now, but at the time I was sort of.
Wait, where the fuck was I? Why? Like, what was I?
I showed it to you like a million times and nobody seemed to care.
Listen, I can't keep track of your collection of mine. Like, it's.
That's why I'm giving you updates, but it didn't seem to matter.
Apparently, that one didn't sink in. Idiot.
Yeah, this one didn't really have hardly any black on it. Had gray, silver eyes, and hatched out red, which was just odd. It was just weird.
It's weird because do you remember?
Which made me believe that might be some validity to the red jungle.
Red jungle shit, but remember, they got older.
Yeah, I don't know how this turned out.
Did they turn yellow? They turned weird, didn't they? Like,
the original one, I think, turned almost ivory-ish. It was kind of weird looking.
But it was weird looking, but wasn't like, didn't we see other ones? Because when we were trying to get rid of the project, he posted up a bunch of pictures.
Yeah, those were insane.
Yeah, didn't he cross them with something else though?
No, I think they were
just straight.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's you know, I mean,
jungle. Yeah.
What kind of jungle did he use?
I don't know.
It could be pure. It could not be pure.
Yeah. I found it at a tank at a reptile show. Oh,
I'd have to look at I'd have to look at my notes to see what was the lineage of the jungle.
Bred it to my finest diamond jungle. Oh, like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, this is a weird one that popped out. So again,
that happens too.
So. Yeah, we were talking earlier about how, like, I didn't even think about this project. And at the time, I guess for me, I was so focused on other things that, like, you know, you hear Owen say all the time, you can't keep them all. You know what I mean? It's just like, yeah, I can't keep them all. Who wants this one?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they just got me at the right time.
I think somebody asked me. Because they purchased an animal from me and they're like, I really want one from Eric too. I'm like, call him. They're like, he doesn't have anything posted. That doesn't mean he doesn't have shit he's trying to get rid of. Like, message him, be like, hey, what you got? He will probably be like, I got a couple things. Like, it's just,
how about this?
Oh, I got this. Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess that, that would be an example of like, this was the jungle I used. This was one of them. This was the male. I think it was a male. And this came from Balin. Wait a minute.
We figured it out.
Yeah.
Wow, we're fucking geniuses over here. <It's>
like... So it came from Balin.
I'm gonna tell him when I see him. I'm like, oh yeah, Burke just told me he hatched out a red zebra from that pair from that jungle you gave him years ago, and he sold it. Didn't even know, and I found out about it now. And it's what's gonna happen is it's gonna be me, Balin, and Kohler behind the tables being like, and he didn't tell any of us. Like, and so
I told you all.
No one listened.
Like, nobody listened. That's exactly right.
What you really should do is be like, listen, guys, I know what I just said.
Please repeat it back.
Son, I know what you heard me say was I want a lot of bacon and eggs. What I said was
all of the bacon.
Like, exactly. So what you gotta do is be like, listen, I know what you guys heard me say was I have a weird looking zebra. I need you all to look at me and look at the zebra.
Nobody can, dude. You go look at my Facebook. I've posted that animal like 3 times, and everybody's just like, whatever.
Whatever.
And dude. I'm like, Okay, I guess nobody cares about this one, so I don't know. I guess whatever. Just Jesus put it in the other pile, you know.
Jesus
Christ. Because yeah. I was hoping that somebody would take it
and kind of run with it. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I couldn't I just didn't want to get bogged down with another project. So it's kind of where it was. So I'm going to say one more thing about Jag. As far as I think this is going to have to be like a two-parter type of thing.
Yeah, because we have to figure out
what on three.
Yeah, we have to. This is the problem is you start talking like, what do we like in carpets? I'm glad you asked. Like,
let's talk. You have the whole the thing with the Jag is, you know, and this would probably be the best
jungle
early example of.
It's bare.
What people did, with with Jags. So this is a Diamond Jungle Gamma.
Gamma.
And Gamma was like the pinnacle animal. You know, I produced these. Yeah, I never forget this. I did my first Jag. I used bear, and then I used the Diamond Jungle that I had. Yeah. And my thinking was that like I'm gonna double down on the diamond part of it because everybody doubles down on the
jungle part.
The jungle part.
Yeah.
Right. And the idea would be thinking that you're going to increase the yellow, but I'm like, can you increase it any more than what's like, going on here?
How much further can you go?
So I went the diamond route. And to be honest, when when they hatched out, I was kind of like, oh man, you know, because I think I was talking to, we may have been talking to like Andrew or maybe Martin. And he was saying that he uses just jungle because, you know, Martin's animals, he's using the gamma and then he's using jungles and his animals are just insane. Just nuts. But the thing about this line is like, if you can get this to the potency of, of this level that you're going to produce animals that are going to be like this. So anyway, I produce this clutch, they pop out and, you know, I'm like, I'm kind of bummed because I'm not seeing that like,
the pop.
It's like the ghostly look that, you know, it's going to be an insanely yellow animal.
And
it turns out that they all turned into screamers, man. Like every single one of them, you know, that there's the kid, you know, the kid, I think his name is Kyle and he had the YouTube channel. You know that kid? Jag?
Yeah.
That he holds like this? Yeah. That was produced by Bear, you know? So it's like, that animal, I thought, I was like, yeah, it's going to turn out yellow. But when he posted it up as an adult, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah. I think gamma stuff takes a little bit, but I think gamma, even then, was it? I saw a gamma being sold at Daytona in a bin with a diamond. And you know it from across the room. You're like, I'm like walking. I'm like, gamma. Like, there it is. It's right there. And I knew it. And it's like, I think one of like diamond python prices for them or something like that. And it's one of those, man, if I had the space and the wherewithal, maybe, but they're really not in my wheelhouse. And I'd rather just have the diamonds anyway. And I think the diamond that was with it was a cross too, because at that point, who cares? It was, that's a fun project still. I mean, I don't think there's anything where really to go, but I know Martin does some great stuff with them as far as getting the good, you know, gamma
stuff.
I
mean, you're just gonna produce
more gamma, and that's not bad.
I mean, you know, if you don't mind the whole Nero thing, you know, that's the where
yeah,
I would
that's be. That's the only thing is that's definitely going to be a thing. Yeah.
So you were saying about the red jungle. There it is.
There you go. Jesus, that's weird.
Yeah, so I thought my feeling was with the red, and I'm going to do this eventually, but unfortunately I lost my citrus tiger girl, and I'm growing up a pair.
Replacements, yeah.
So I'm going to take try the red, the hypo, and maybe caramel and see what happens with it. Well, I've done caramel
to citrus tiger?
Yeah, I have a female growing up that eventually I'd like to actually just put hypo into her.
Just take your
that's
hypo.
A sacrilege no-no.
It is. But I can't stop you from doing your insanity.
But the male hypo tiger that I got from you
yeah.
is going to go to her. later
watch,
on.
Watch the two that I let you take out of this room be the ones that like turn out to be the hypos, and I got nothing but the.
I don't know, man. Holy shit! I was feeding yesterday. And I haven't seen them because I do this thing where I don't like to look at them and yeah. they shed. And I was like, ooh, Owen's not going to be happy that I got
these. I mean, well, you and I were talking about that earlier where I'm like, I was talking to my wife. I'm like, find me the red one and the stripy ones. There are no red stripy ones. Are there red ones? Yes. Are there stripy ones? Yes. But there are no red stripy ones. Damn it. So it's
yeah. shit. Now what?
So, this year I have the hypo going to a head exanic female.
Okay, so you're going the Xanax route. Okay.
Well, because I this female, when bred through her brother, produced my two Xanax tigers.
Oh, yeah.
So so they're obviously hets. But okay. The other thing is that, you know, I'm not sure what the hypo is going to do in there. And then they're all going to be hypo-pos hets.
Hypo-pos.
But okay. The issue is that the tiger's mother...
Uh-huh.
is the female that produced the hypos from last year. So I think we still don't get away from the problem of red being in there.
Because you used
I only have so many
all Ted my Turner jungle or tiger.
Yeah, all my tigers are tainted with red.
Even the Turner ones?
That she popped up red.
Who popped up red?
No, the babies. She's popped out red babies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's all the way back. It's we have to get. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess
don't know.
Because he got stock from Balin, right?
Exactly. So yeah, his Balin stock, and unless it's O line tiger, I think you're screwed. So, the only other thing I could do is maybe next year I could take the hypo to Trinity, who is a lesser tiger. Lesser. So that means. Because I know he got his stock from Balin, but he outcrossed it and mixed it. Okay. So I think Ted got other tigers from Balin over the year to produce other tigers. So I want to say that maybe if we go back far enough to an 07, there's no red in her. And she's thrown tigers and stripes too.
Okay.
So
you're saying that those 07s don't have... red, like MBB red?
I don't know, because Trinity is a Trinity's actually no, she's an 05. No, Trinity's an 07. She's an 07 coastal from Ted Thompson.
Okay.
But a lot of the tigers after 07 was that's when Balin was doing his red stuff.
Right.
So a lot of tiger lines after that started getting muddied with red tiger, and the Thompson girl that I got from you is from Ted from I think a year or so after that, but I think he got more tigers from Jason.
Bam. Okay.
So I think there's red in there somewhere because she's thrown red babies. Now, whether the red comes from Balin or from one of the other carpets that Ted was working with, I have no fucking idea. Right. But she's thrown red kids.
Okay.
And she's actually like when I cross her with other reds, I get a ton of reds. So it's in there.
Okay.
It's one of those things where I want to see what comes out of her daughter because obviously she's got the head Xanax, but then maybe next year I'll see what's going on with Trinity. The issue is Trinity's an 07. she's we're getting up there. Like that's a long shot in my opinion, but also she's a monster. Like she's the 32 egg layer.
07. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that now. That's almost 20 years old.
Yeah. She's a monster. She's my monster.
Yeah,
she's
I don't
seven
feel
foot long.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, my sister's tiger lived just shy of 20 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where they should, that's where they usually go. Yeah. It's like,
yeah,
you know, it's, I think they say a good life of a carpet python is getting close to 20. So,
okay.
Yeah. But I'll see. I mean, I'll also figure it out because, you know, it might just be more and more difficult, or it might be one of those where the hypo might have to sit on the bench for a year or two until I can get Cyrax up to size. And then we have a hypo female. We have a,
there you go.
We have her. Yeah. So,
oh, looky, looky.
Please tell me this happened today.
No.
No. This,
remember we were talking about it the other day that I did get locked?
You keep getting locked, but nothing happens.
So I put them in there, and that's immediately what happened. So it was too early. Yeah. So, but
I don't, I don't want to reduce pattern, but I do. It's like, I don't, but I do.
Well, I think well, it'd be interesting to see with the reduced pattern what I get, because I have a male that was from the same bloodline, but is a normal looking male.
Right.
It's going to go with the reduced pattern female. And then I'm going to give this girl a shot too.
Mm-hmm.
The Riverbank Zoo. She's considered reduced pattern, but she doesn't have the same.
It's not as heavy as reduced.
Oh no, pattern. She's nice, but it's just a different look. So it would be this male.
Sold.
When he was younger.
Sold.
That's the male.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one female. This one.
Yes. That's
my main reduced pattern girl.
Yes. Okay.
And then where's the other one? These are all
carpets.
My carpets.
if you're watching this online and you move and you pause it at the right time, you'll see Eric's secret projects.
That's the star Riverbank. See the difference?
Yes. But oh my God, I want them all. Sold. So everything is sold.
There you go.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I want some of that. Nope. Owen bought it all.
Nope. Owen got it all.
Maybe he'll sell you some.
Sorry, Lucas. Okay. It's
here's a better picture of her, like more current picture.
Yes.
That's her. Yeah. So. Yeah, I love that snake. She's a nice snake.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. Diamonds, man. What was I thinking?
Tree branch and everything. Yeah.
Oh yeah, diamond python.
I'm giving you everything. Will you please just make eggs?
Even the young ones have, you know, perch.
Oh yeah, you had that one little baby reduced pet. That's her.
Yeah, that's a boy. Yeah. So
it's a boy. I'm like, you had the one reduced pattern that was in like your living room for the longest time.
Oh yeah, he's moved up to the top.
Yeah, he's over there.
So I have two reduced patterns, and then I have a pair of reduced patterns, and then a normal San Diego Zoo line, and then a female Riverbank Zoo. Yeah, that's my diamond projects.
Yeah.
So, cool. Yeah, but okay. I mean, we hit
Jag.
Zebra, tiger, and jag. So maybe on the next time is it's almost 8. Okay. Maybe on the next one we'll do what? Caramel. Xantic. Yeah, caramels like caramel, Xantic, and granite.
Yeah, we can do that. Okay. We touched a little bit on granite, but I think granite is coming into its own now.
Good. Had,
Nick posted up that picture of like two semi-related granites, and one's got a shit ton of black and is going this way, and the other one's got like no black and is going that way. And I would want to say that with all the stuff that, and I think we've been banging on that drum for years, where it's like you can, if you want to play, Papuans is something you can play with. They have, you can still import fresh blood. They have a ton of different colors, and can you imagine the morphs taking it to it and refinement? Like I think Xantic granites are good. I think they can be better.
Yeah.
So
100%.
Yeah.
You know, I noticed with Xantic granites, or what were they being called? Marbles at one point?
Was that what they were called in Australia? And then somehow that came over here. Cause at one point they were trying to set aside Xantic coastal and Xantic Papuans by calling Xantic Papuans marbles. And I'm like, but it's an Xantic. Like it's, I don't.
Yeah.
Why are we doing this? Please no.
Yeah, I thought it was the Xantic and the anyway, the one that Starkey had. That was a nice animal for sure.
Yeah.
But you know, the photography was, you know, it was a little exposure.
He had that Xantic
I think he called it Oreo.
Yeah, that jag. It was a coastal Xantic something or other. Xantic. Yeah.
No, this was just an Xantic granite. It was the first time you saw an Xantic granite, and I think he was the one that called it marble. Anyway, whatever. Listen, it doesn't matter.
Also, I would say that granites in a photo tent, if you catch them at the right time, they look absolutely spectacular with all the different colors. Because when I was selling granites of the pairs that I had with Balin,
uh-huh,
I'm like, blop, picture, holy shit. Like, it was like, it's not, like, I don't see this. Like, yeah, so.
Yeah. Yeah, granites can be really cool. And I think that, unfortunately, there wasn't a whole lot of, like, this was a granite that I had that was had some yellow, but, it, you know, it had ways to go, you know. But I think with the right mix, you could definitely get, you know, color into that. I remember there's a guy, a Viking Reptilia, his granites.
Yeah, he had great granites. God. Every time gorgeous. I went up to White Plains, he had stuff set up, and it was like, holy shit.
Yeah, his stuff was purple.
Yeah.
Purple. You're like, yeah. What the fuck? How is that even real? I don't understand.
I have to go through all these pictures because I have like so many. And the problem is that I'm like, oh, well, I bred like those animals were only a couple years ago. Like, and then I'm looking through it. I'm like, no, they're not here. Well, I'll go further back. Like, when the hell? This is all the way back in like 09. What the hell? Like, it's, the animal you think just hatched yesterday or last year is no.
Not so much.
Close on like 15 years from now.
Which is crazy. That's just crazy.
It. I can't.
Whew. We've been doing this a long time, my friend.
Yeah. Somebody should stop me at some point and just take me out the pasture.
I was trying to see if I had a, what do you call it? A Viking Reptilia
thing.
Granite picture that I could share. Thought I did. Oh, I know where
I had our granite, my granite.
I know where I got it.
That's a bread lie.
What, you got a bread lie?
No, I'm like, oh, I had granite babies in 2018 when I did the pair with Balin, and I'm in that folder. I'm like, that looks like a granite. Opened it up, bread lie. I'm like, God damn it.
What do you know? Our very first winner, pool boy. Grand pool boy.
Grand pool boy.
Yes.
I remember.
That was like the pinnacle
of
granites in the day. No jag, just all granite.
Straight
but
up.
That's an adult. That was owned by Julie. But Pete Downing, that was the guy's name.
Yes.
Viking Reptilia. Amazing, amazing stuff he produced. And it's, you know, I think that a lot of the IJ or Papuan guys and girls are probably focused on making better Papuans and not really focusing on the granite. And I think that Nick in true Nick fashion has seen the opportunity of that. There you go. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. I sold it because I'm dumb. It's just...
I see that. but you know, he's getting in. He was the one that sort of you know, the granite had some issues, and then he sort of outcrossed it, and those issues kind of went away. And I'm first to attest that like I had granites that were kind of neuro for a while.
It had issues. They were born without eyes.
Well,
I mean, issues.
I mean,
you're
rolling with your details. Who needs to know the details?
It was one of those things where people paid a pretty good amount of money to get the first granites here. And it was the people that already had the Tiger Jags and the Jags and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
And the clutches were born with no eyes.
Right.
And everything came to a grinding halt because nobody wanted to deal with that. And it fertility in the original line granites sucked because I had an original line het female that I got from Chuck, and I had a granite male fell into my lap, and I tried to breed it for years and I couldn't get them to go.
Mm-hmm.
I sent her over to Balin and we got clutches for, I think, 18, 19.
Okay.
Or 17, 18, one of those. We got 2 years. And the babies came out small. The babies came out not great. The babies came out, you know, they were difficult to feed. They just kind of had issues. There was nothing. They weren't right. But other ones in that mix were stellar. Like they came out storming, feeding,
right,
in sight. We also had a lot of slugs. So right, it was just original line shit with a recessive trait. People just compound on that again and again and again. Yeah. So it took Nick taking those original line animals, going and getting wild caught animals and outcrossing, basically taking them all the way out and then coming all the way back in and then all the way out and back in to get it to where it's a stable thing now.
Yeah.
And I would love it because I think a lot of stuff, I don't think a lot of people have touched granite since Variegata became all one thing.
Yeah, nobody. Well, I mean, you have the combos of the albino granites and
snow granites.
I had a lot of granite. I had zebra granites. I had caramel granites. I had caramel granite jags. I had
none of that. Is Variegata.
What else? I didn't have albino granite, but I had animals that were both het.
Albino
and granite.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the thing is, you need a triple head. You need like an exanic albino granite.
Yeah. If I would have stayed the course, I probably would be there at this point.
But even again, you look at this animal like here, she's got a ton of black on her head and you got to see a ton of black on her tail. And it's kind of like, I feel like if you take the black away, you lose some of the contrast in what she really looks like.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the person who bought this for me was a pet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool that somebody would buy a morph like that as a pet.
It is, but also I'm just like, I was kind of hoping she'd go to somebody that would further this, further the project, further the species, like, you know.
Yeah. So I don't know. Is there any other thing else you wanted to hit on?
No, I think we're good. I think that's good enough. We'll call it there and then we'll pick it up.
So this will be for the Patreon members. This will be out Saturday. For everybody else, it'll be out Tuesday. We have some, a Morelia Minutes. I'm going to be gone for a week, but I think we have Carpets and Coffee next Wednesday, right?
Yep, Carpets and Coffee next Wednesday.
And then I'll be tapped out until I get back.
Okay.
So I don't know if you want to recoup. Maybe we can record one before I go.
Whatever. We could do, if we can record one, I mean, we could always do a double header next week. This way we can get it all done.
Yeah.
But we'll figure it out. I don't know
Yeah. Okay. So, I guess, we'll be seeing you next week. Cold-Blooded Caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
You can check that out for some awesome coffee we have. Affiliate links and stuff like that.
Yep, we have Cold Blooded Cafe. Yep. We have our affiliate links with that and the codes for all those and the Teespring store and the calendars.
Yeah.
Because they're still in January. You haven't messed up that badly. So.
Yeah, right. Let's see. Okay. Yeah, that's all I got.
Cool. So we'll catch everybody back here next week for some more Morelia Python Radio. Good night.